You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. More and more of us have health insurance with high deductibles. At the same time, we're hearing reports of hospitals telling some patients you need to pay up front before having an operation or a procedure. A West Michigan woman was told she would have to raise $10,000 before she could be put on a heart transplant list. A man in the Lansing area had to postpone a heart procedure until he could come up with $1,100. Well, to help us understand what's going on, we welcome Marianne Udall Phillips, Director for the Center for Health and Research Transformation at the University of Michigan. Marianne, just how common is this for hospitals to insist on payment ahead of treatment?
Well, it's not common yet for hospitals to insist on payment ahead of treatment. However, it is becoming more common for hospitals to tell patients in advance of treatment what they will owe, and some hospitals are asking for that payment up front.
And why are they doing that?
This is really an example of the fact that deductibles have grown so significantly, and now what hospitals are facing, we've reduced the number of uninsured people, but they're seeing a big increase in bad debts from people who are underinsured.
Who have those really high deductibles.
So the average deductible now is $1,500 for an individual. Since 2008, deductibles have increased 8 times faster than wages. So people are having a tremendously difficult time paying for those bills. They may have insurance, but still healthcare may not be affordable for them because of the deductibles. So hospitals have seen a big increase in bad debts. Since just over the past couple of years, they've gone from about $36 billion in bad debts nationally to about $38 billion in bad debts. So they're seeing the charity care, the uninsured, come down, but bad debts going up.
And we've talked about, you know, you and I go back to talking before there was the Affordable Care Act, about what it would mean to hospitals to be able to have people who had insurance because of the cost of the charity care.
That's right.
And how that improved.
That's right.
Another factor that I've seen a lot of news coverage on is the need for hospitals to be transparent about what something's going to cost.
Yes.
You see, there's news stories all over the country about people going, what did that wind up costing?
Yes.
So you could see why they're being transparent.
Yes. In fact, there are some hospitals that are arguing that this statement, when they tell patients, here's what it's going to cost you, is an attempt to be transparent, right? And they're trying to build more tools for consumers so they know what to expect in terms of the cost for care. Unfortunately, sometimes I think admissions clerks or billing clerks might interpret that a little more extremely. That seems to be what happened in the case in Lansing, where the admissions clerk interpreted that as saying, you need to pay us up front, not just we're informing you. And it can discourage people from getting care that they really need if they hear what that cost is going to be.
I guess, theoretically speaking, if a patient is told, well, you need to procure some money before we can cover you, what happens for patients who don't have the money?
Right. That's a big concern, right? So that's why we see cases where patients are saying that they're not getting the medical care that they needed. These high deductibles are clearly discouraging people from getting needed medical care. We know that copays and deductibles reduce utilization. The problem is that they reduce utilization if they're just applied across the board for things that people need as much as they do for things that might be discretionary or things that they don't really need.
So what's being looked at for to fix this?
Yeah, so the big thing that's being looked at is really a concept that's been developed here at the University of Michigan by colleagues who've called it value-based insurance design, VBID. And the idea behind value-based insurance design is to say we should be varying the copays and the deductibles. So for things that are really beneficial, diabetes drugs, for example, mm-hmm. We want people to be on those drugs. They shouldn't be paying copays for those things because there's benefit long-term to keep on those drugs, right?
Right.
And Medicare actually is moving down this path. There's actually bipartisan support for this idea that health plans should be able to vary copays so that maybe there are higher copays on things that are more discretionary, where there's less evidence to show that they're needed. You know, vitamin D testing, for example, is a really questionable kind of test. Maybe those should have higher copays than things that really show that they're needed, like diabetes drugs.
So there's this idea.
Yeah.
Where's it going?
Well, it's being tested at the federal level with many Medicare Advantage plans. It's getting a lot of attention from some private payers. It's a little complicated to implement, so it's not spread as much as many who advocate for this idea would hope it would. And they're hoping that at the federal level, as these tests come out from Medicare, it will demonstrate impact and more private payers will start to implement.
doctors, we know when they take that Hippocratic oath, swear to first do no harm. Could we feasibly see doctors and hospitals turning ailing patients away because they can't afford money up front?
Well, they're not supposed to turn anybody away, certainly who needs emergency care. They're required to stabilize people who need emergency care. But, you know, in the past, before we had coverage, people were turned away if they couldn't afford the cost of care, and that certainly could happen again. And again, we know some providers and are asking for some payments up front and are turning patients away if they can't make those payments. So it is a concern.
And as we see, you know, further efforts to do away with the Affordable Care Act,
yes,
that's going to blow the whole thing up again.
Well, this current lawsuit that's happening in Texas, and, you know, there just have been oral arguments about that lawsuit, you know, that throws everything up in the air. You know, the other things that are happening on the ground are these issues around surprise medical bills, where somebody goes to a provider they think is in network, and then they find out they're not, and they get a big bill after the fact. And there's actually legislative action that's happening to try to address those kinds of situations. I think as these copays and deductibles go up, and I sort of think we might be at the maximum, we're going to start to see some legislative action that tries to protect consumers so that they're not being asked for funds up front, so that they do get the really critically needed medical care. They're not putting their health in jeopardy. It would not surprise me to see legislators starting to step in and look at this issue, just like they are at these surprise medical bills these days.
And when that happens, you'll come back and you'll explain it all to us.
We will. Absolutely.
All right. Marianne Udall Phillips, who's director of the Center for Health and Research Transformation at the University of Michigan. Thank you.
It's great to be here, Cindy. Great to see you.